Good afternoon, everyone. It is time for Living the Good Life right here on Tantalk1340.com. And now, well, a wonderful, wonderful blessing to be on 106.1 FM along with our 1340 AM channel. And so things are doing really good around here, and we are grateful to have this new FM channel. Station. So 106.1 FM locally, or if you use TuneIn Radio, then put 106.1 FM in there. And for this show and other shows here on the Tantalk Network. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and very grateful to be with you today and thanking God for this opportunity. And Nan and Cindy will be along in a little while, and that's a good thing. So we're going to have a great show. So it's beautiful in Clearwater. I don't know if it is where you are, but we hope you're having a blessed day. And it is Sunday afternoon as we do this show live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We can also, you can also hear this show again every Saturday and Sunday because we are on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Starcom, four words, radionetwork.com. And every Saturday and Sunday, the show that was done on Sunday, which today's show will be playing Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern, and that's on starcomradionetwork.com. So if you want to hear it again or if you want to tell some friends, that's a good way to do that. Also, for past shows at the end of each month, our wonderful webmaster goes and collects the shows from this program and also from our Thursday night show, which is Go Yard. Go Yard is Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. Eastern. Also plays on Starcom Radio Network following this show every Saturday and Sunday right at noon. 12 Eastern for Go Yard. And that is with me, my other name, Mama Mac, and with Dr. Angel Falzoni, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. That's a life coaching counseling show every Thursday night for an hour, 6:06 p.m. Eastern on this station. Locally, again, we are so excited to be now not just AM, 1340 AM, and also 1400 AM up in North Tampa, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel, but now we are on FM 106.1 FM. And that's a good thing, an exciting thing. So, wow, there's a lot going on. And we want to welcome every one of you to the show. And Nan, how are you today?
I'm doing very fine today. How are you doing, Pastor?
Good, good. It's great to be able to get in here and talk about the Lord. And I don't know if you were listening to those dear folks right before us on their show, but they were really saying some very strong, good things about heart change that we all need to have. And about the awful tragedy, I guess, that's just happened in Baton Rouge. And I had not heard that. I just heard it from their show.
Oh, I hadn't heard anything yet.
Yes, there's been three policemen killed, I believe, if I understood them correctly. Or, yeah, something like that. So I haven't heard the news today, so I don't know the accuracy of that as far as how many. I know it happened. I just don't know how many. So, you know, again, I agree with them. We need to pray for our nation and pray for a heart change, as our president, Obama, stated in a speech he gave last week, that what we need is for a true heart change in people's lives across this nation. And so we call for the same thing today on Living the Good Life. And, you know, it's people can get all upset about this and that and be, you know, dogmatic and whatever. And that's all true. But and I understand why those things happen. But, you know, we're kind of at a crossroads in this nation right now. We need praying people out there to agree in prayer for this violence to stop and for reason and dialogue to and peace to prevail over our nation. And, you know, this violence is just out of hand. It's just out of hand.
Well, you know, it's like every week for like three Sundays or so, churches have been in a posture of praying for the violence that occurred that week. I mean, this is becoming
yes.
a weekly.
It's been yes, it has
magnitude
been.
Large things every week. You know, churches across the land are praying for peace.
That's exactly right, and that's yeah, it's awful that we are having to go through all that mm-hmm. on a constant basis. But it is true, we are, mm-hmm. and so you know, we really want to see changes here. You know, across our land. So let's just begin right now by praying. And Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to be on the air today. Lord, we just absolutely come before you, beseeching you to just work on the hearts of all in our nation and all that would stir up trouble or cause violence. And Lord, let reason prevail. Let peace prevail in our nation. Lord, let calmness and tranquility be what happens in our nation on a daily basis. And Lord, for those that have intent to hurt and maim and kill, Lord, we ask that in the name of Jesus, somehow they be stopped before this continues on. And Lord, that somehow there be the law enforcement or people in their lives, someone to help stop these things before they happen. Lord, we come before you believing you for a miracle in this for our nation because it needs to happen. We need to stop the violence. And so, Lord, we just come before you believing you for answers here and speaking peace to the victims' families and all of the situation, comfort and peace today to so many that have been so personally and directly affected by the violence in our nation lately. And so, Lord, we know that you can do that. You are the comforter of our souls, and we ask for that comfort of the Holy Spirit to enter the lives of all these families and friends that are so closely tied to all these victims. We ask it in the name of Jesus, and we also ask you for a wonderful anointed show today. You always come through, Lord. And we're starting a new series on praise, and we are believing you, God, that our listeners will learn to praise you no matter what the situation is, no matter what they're feeling, no matter what they see, no matter what they're worried about, that they'll learn to praise you in the midst of the storm. And Lord, that's our message today. Let this message ring out across the airwaves, worldwide, globally. Let people receive it and let them decide to live it, act on it, and let it change their lives. We believe you for this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. So that's what we got to talk about today, Nan. We started the series last Sunday. I was really excited about it. The Power of Praise. And I've used that title different times through the years for this topic, and I wanted to come up with something different. And I just felt like God just kept saying, no, it's the power of praise because it is so powerful.
It is the power of praise. I'm really excited about this series and things that we're going to get to share personal
yes.
experiences of how we praise God in the midst of something and how he moved.
And how he
praise,
moved. Absolutely.
Because his word says he inhabits the praise of his people, and that's what we do. We praise him in the midst, regardless of what's happening. We can still praise him because of who he is. And he will move in our situation.
Oh,
he will move.
So true. So very true. We are going to start right now Let's get it set up. We are going to start right now with a song entitled Awesome God. And let me tell you, if this one doesn't move you, I don't know if anything can. This is by Maranatha Praise Band. Here we go. Thank you. awesome God. Praise Him with me. Lord, we bless You today and praise Your holy name. You are an awesome God. We give You glory and praise right now from the bottom of our hearts. We give You glory and praise for who You are, the Almighty God, the God who sees ahead and makes provision for every need that we have. We bless Your holy name today. We cry out Your praises, and we love You, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts. We love You. We love You. We love You. Wow. Praise God. That is a great song, Nan. And I think God just gave you a poem during that song, as happens sometimes with you. Actually happens a lot with you.
Yeah, he seems to do it a lot.
Yes. Tell us what God said.
He said, "I am your awesome God who is always there for you. I will inhabit your praise. Difficulties, you will make it through. Mm-hmm. You may not see just how I will move in your situations. Precious child, believe that I will. You'll have my guidance and protection. So, as this series has begun, praise me with all that is within you. I am with you always, little one, and I'll lead you in what to do."
Praise God. That's good stuff.
You know, it's, I mean, you know, as we have begun this series in praise, you know, we just want to get it to the people.
Right.
To understand
yes.
this concept. And
yes,
I think this poem is a kickstart for this,
you know, it is.
You know, this show today. You know, that He will inhabit and He will move.
Yes,
that's
He
where
will.
Faith comes in.
That's right.
And when we have faith and we believe and we praise, He moves in the situation.
Absolutely.
I've seen Him, you and I both have seen Him do it in
so many ways.
Times in our lives, you know, just to move. That we knew it was Him.
Right.
We knew it was Him. No other way it could have been done except by God.
Amen.
And it happened because we praised Him in advance for what He was going to do.
Amen. And we did that, and we still do that when our back's up against the wall and we have no idea how it's going to work out. And we're going to 2 Chronicles, if you have your Bible and want to follow along, chapter 20. And we're going to see a situation that was very, very similar to that, where it appeared that there was no way out of this mess. And God loves to show up, dear ones, when there's no way out. So if you can, if you're not driving down the road, and you can, and get your Bible and follow along. I think it'll help you. 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament, near the front of your Bible, chapter 20. And we hear of a man, Jehoshaphat, okay? And Jehoshaphat was the leader of Israel at this time, and he received an intelligence report. This is kind of interesting, since there's a lot of intelligence reports flying around the world right now because of all the terrorism that we are facing in our world. And it's similar here, because here's the intelligence report that Jehoshaphat received. It said this: a huge force is on its way from beyond the Dead Sea to fight you. I think it's interesting they were coming from the Dead Sea too. I tell you, that's not life. That's, you know, that's the devil, right? From beyond the Dead Sea to fight you. There's no time to waste. They're already at Hazon Tamar, the oasis of En Gedi. Interesting that they had intelligence reports clear back then. I find that interesting, Nan, that they, you know, they had scouts. They had people that were out there that were listening. They had their ear to the ground, so to speak, and were trying to find out what the enemy was doing. And so in verse 3, shaken. Now, I'm in the Message Bible. And what translation are you in today?
NIV.
Okay. I don't know how yours starts out, but the first sentence of verse 3 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 is this in the Message Bible: shaken, Jehoshaphat prayed. That's what it says. And that just three words in the Message Bible: shaken, Jehoshaphat prayed. So what does that say in the beginning of?
Well, I don't think I'm in NIV, but it says alarmed.
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 Okay. All right. And Jehoshaphat prayed. So that's, there we go. He went to God for help and ordered a nationwide fast. Now, a reason for the nationwide fast is because when we're actually fasting, not eating, not just doing all the stuff we normally do, our attention is more on God. And so that was the whole idea behind the fast. Let's not eat for a while. Let's all bear down, concentrate. We got a big problem coming. We have a big problem coming. You want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, I do. I like to comment about a fast. When you're on a fast, you don't tell people you're on a fast. You
right.
fast. You keep it quiet. But I just want to share briefly a fast I went on one time. And
right.
the Lord began to deal with me, and He said, go on a fast. and I didn't know what it was for.
Right.
And I had to take some medication, so I would eat enough to take the medication so that I wouldn't get, you know, stomach issues. And I didn't know how long the fast was going to go for. And it was the first time I'd ever done anything like that. But my concentration was certainly on God.
Right.
It was even during Thanksgiving period. I couldn't eat it off at the whole bit. And it was interesting. It was interesting what he did. He moved me out of a church.
Oh.
He moved me out of a church that within that the day after he led me that this is what you're to do, you're to leave, something bad came to light at that church.
Oh, wow.
Major bad on the news.
Wow.
Just
wow.
Real bad stuff, you know. And he told me, he says, I was saving you from having to deal with the heartache.
Oh, wow.
Of that church is going to fill. And
that's
I had no idea. I had no idea, and I didn't know how long the fast was going to last, but he just said fast.
Right.
But so sometimes we fast, we get our heart gets prepared.
Right.
To be, I mean, because it was sad for me to leave because I loved the people there very much, and my son loved the people very, he had his little friends the whole bit, but we left because that's what God says. So interesting things happen when we fast.
They do.
And you really get really in tuned. You know, people don't talk about fasting enough. You get really in tune spiritually.
That's what
with
happens.
What God wants you to do, and He will lead you and He will guide you. And He just asks for obedience many times in doing that fast.
Absolutely.
However you choose to do a fast, that's a whole different, you know, subject there. But, you know, depending on what kind of fast you do. But
and that's such a good point. Thank you for making it, because He ordered this nationwide fast, and the country of Judah united in seeking God's help. That's what it was all about. Let's get our attention off of our daily activities, our normal activities of eating, etc. And we got to bear down. We got to pray and get God's help here. And it says they came from all the cities of Judah to pray to God. Jehoshaphat was the head of Judah, this portion of Israel, and he called a fast. Now, verse 5, Jehoshaphat took a position before the assembled people of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of God in front of the new courtyard. And now Jehoshaphat takes a very strong leadership position. We've seen that in recent days with our leaders, with President Obama. It's important for leaders to take a strong position. And he did here. Oh, God, God of our ancestors, are you not God in heaven above? And we kind of heard all that in that song a minute ago. You're so awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, you are God Almighty. And he says, are you the ruler of all kingdoms below? Yes. In other words, he was verifying. Jehoshaphat was saying, God, you are the supreme being in the universe. You hold all power and might in your fist. No one stands a chance against you. You know, this is, if you take notes, this is a really good place to start. Number one would be, you know, really get your, when you get bad news, get your heart, you know, give yourself time to really hear from God. Pull away from some of your normal stuff and really concentrate so that you can hear correctly. And then the second thing would be really talk to God about how great he is. Mm-hmm. That's why we started the show with, God, you're an awesome God. Mm-hmm. We could not start it with a better song, because that one really says it. Yeah, what an awesome God you are. And that's what Jehoshaphat did. You hold all power and might in your fist. No one stands a chance against you, God. Didn't you make the natives of this land leave as you brought your people Israel in, turning it over permanently to your people? The descendants of Abraham, your friend, they have lived here and built a holy house of worship to honor you, saying, now, so first of all, what Jehoshaphat is doing is he is saying, God, haven't you brought us here to this place? And now, and basically, I think the undertone is, are you going to leave us now when we need you the most? And the answer to that is what, Nan? No.
No.
He's not going
no,
to.
He's not going to.
But don't you think it's interesting that Jehoshaphat goes back over, God, you led me here. I've done this in times of my life when I've had my back up against the wall in bad situations. Lord, I don't understand what's going on here or what's about to happen, because I believe I was led to this point. So if I've missed something, let me know, you know? And so here's what he says. When the worst happens, I love this. Whether war or flood or disease or famine, and we take our place before this temple, and here we are, we know you are personally present in this place. And we pray out our pain and trouble. We know you will listen and give victory. I think it's very important here as we start this series to jot down some notes if you can. And this is one thing to do when your back is up against the wall, when you're going through a very difficult time and you don't know what to do about it. Number one is pull apart, mm-hmm. spend time with God. Okay. Remind him of his greatness. Remind him of the fact that he's brought you to this place. And then when the worst happens, you know, they were facing total annihilation here. They were facing something like comparable in our day to an atomic bomb or a meteor falling on us. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was huge what was about to happen to them. And so Jehoshaphat is saying, when the worst happens, whether it's war or flood or disease or famine, they didn't know anything about meteors or mm-hmm. atomic bombs, but these are pretty bad stuff. War, flood, disease, famine. And we take our place before the temple, and then in parentheses it says in the Message Bible, we know you're personally present in this place. What's it say in your translation, Ann?
I'm in
verse 9, I think.
Okay, I thought, okay.
8 or 9.
If calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence
Woo!
Before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us.
You know, okay, this is really, really important that we get this point across. When we cry out to God like this, we've got to do it with a confidence and a boldness, not a last-ditch attempt to save our skin, not out of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, one of my favorite verses, that God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Okay? When you're going through a crisis and your back is up against the wall, listeners, you need to have your sound mind in place. You need to have power in place. You need to have love in place, not fear and timidity and intimidation. Talk to me about that, Nan, because that's where a lot of people go wrong. They pray, but they pray out of fear. Oh, God, please help. Oh, I'm going to die. Oh, God, it's just terrible. You know, it's that kind of an anxiety prayer. It's a prayer of desperation, a lot of people do. It's a prayer of absolute pain, in a way, and crying out to God, not out of confidence. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, I mean, having had the personal experience of being caught up in the family law court and just the stuff that happened with that, I can look back through the Bible that I was using at that time, and I can see 5 a.m. and my ex-husband's name, or 4:45 a.m. and I'm marking up, and it's like it was like God was leading me to Scripture. I would get up extra early in the morning just to spend that quiet time with Him.
Right.
You know, and we need to have the confidence to know He's there.
Yes.
We don't really need to come with a desperation thing. We can just say, Father, I praise you. Mm-hmm. I know you're in control. Mm-hmm. Give me guidance. Give me strength. I praise you. I praise you because of who you are.
That's it.
I praise you because of the strength that you give me.
That's right.
I praise you because of the guidance you give me. And He inhabits that. Mm-hmm. And he honors that. He will, you know. And then some people say, well, I can't do that. Well, just start trying.
Just try.
It's like an athlete. Olympics is happening right now. And these athletes have practiced perhaps all their lives almost.
Right,
since they were little children. For that moment, they're there. And that's the way it is with us. The more that we do it, the easier it becomes.
Amen.
The more that we do it, the stronger we become. And so we need to approach it as if we're going through a marathon in the Olympics, because that's what we're doing spiritually.
That's right. And, you know, that's really good point. And those athletes train for a long period of time. And, you know, they can mess up in the Olympics. They can get hurt. It happens. You know, things happen. But it's during the training that our character is built, spiritually, physically, all of that. And I want to, we're staying in 2 Chronicles 20, so don't get out of there. Just let me read to you Psalm 18, verse 6. And David, actually, I'm going to start at verse 1, Psalm 18, verse 1. David says this when he was being, right after some really crisis times. after Saul was chasing him and all that. David wrote these verses, Psalm 18, 1 through 6. In the Message Bible, it says this. David wrote, I love you, God. You make me strong. God is bedrock under my feet, the castle in which I live. Yes, the castle in which I live. My rescuing knight, my God, the high crag where I run for dear life, hiding behind the boulders, safe in his granite hideout. I sing to God the praise lofty and find myself safe and saved. And then he goes, the hangman's noose was tight at my throat. In other words, he was about to die. Devil waters rushed over me. Hell's ropes cinched me tight. Death traps barred every exit. But here's the verse I wanted to get to, Psalm 18, verse 6. A hostile world, I call to God. I cry to God to help me. From his palace, he hears my call. My cry brings me right into his presence, a private audience. Read verse 6 of Psalm 18, Nan, from what you have, and then we'll talk to Cindy.
It's pretty good.
It is pretty good. Psalm 18, verse 6.
In my distress, mm-hmm. I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears.
Oh, amen. One of my favorite verses. Honestly, it is in the whole Bible. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord.
I like that. In my distress.
In my distress, mm-hmm. because that's what it is. You know, a lot of times when our back's up against a wall, in my distress, I cried to the Lord. From his temple, he heard my voice. My voice came right into his ears. So, dear ones, if you don't know one other verse in the Bible to substantiate that God hears you when you cry out and when you pray, get this one. Write it down. Psalm 18, verse 6. And we've got to do that. We've got to know that God hears us. Cindy, talk to us. Good afternoon, Indiana.
Good afternoon, ladies. Good morning.
Hi, Cindy.
Good morning for me. I'm just rising.
Yes, because you work nights, so you're just getting up.
Hello.
And we appreciate you doing the show with us, and we know it's hard when you work nights. But
My pleasure. Been looking forward to being on the show today.
Good.
In a few weeks, and you know, I get beat up in this old world, too, so I come back to being able to enjoy the word on the radio show. It just really helps in my distress of this daily life. Actually.
Right.
You know, just it is a cruel world. It beats you up, you know, daily. Out there. Dealing with life, you know, and it's getting harder all the time. I mean,
I think it is for a lot of people.
It's the times, you know, and well, even in faith and trying to stand strong when the times are getting uncertain and fearful like they are, you know, in today's world, it's stressful. It's just stressful, and it makes it harder to get up each day and face those things that we're dealing with out here, you know, in life.
And, amen, yeah.
And that's it. Just every day, just calling on his name and saying, you know, help me through this day. I was laughing when you were reading it inside because I do this. My distress is not always as serious as a lot of people's, but I call upon the Lord and cry out his name.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times when it's just simple things in life, like...
That's okay.
Once you get that knowing inside of you that you know he hears you,
yes.
It's almost like a security blanket.
Oh, it is. It's yes.
Like, it's a security blanket. Oh, God, you see this situation.
Right.
What do I do? It's like a panic button.
Right.
It's like just hit the panic button. Oh, God, you know, you see what's going on here. You need to intervene or help me out here or, oh, please don't let this happen. But that's the first thing that comes to mind for me is like a panic button. Oh, God, just call his name.
And you know what? He's fine with that, you know?
It's pretty cool, though, when you have that confidence knowing that
yes.
he hears you.
Yes.
There's no question. I don't doubt it one bit. Because I know that he already sees everything going on.
Yes. Yes.
And he's quick to come when you call his name.
Yes. Amen. Woo!
He wants that. He wants you to call on him, you know?
Amen. And he expects it. He's not... you know, you're not getting brownie points from God if you just bear, oh, I'm bearing all my burdens by myself, you know? No, that's not what God wants. If David, who was called, you know, the man after God's own heart, believed in running to God, not running from God when we are so upset. And a lot of us, we get out of our routine when we are back up against the wall, and we get out of the Word, where we need to be in the Word more, not less. One more time, I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to ask your comment on that. I call to God. I cry to God for help. I cry to God to help me. From His palace, He hears my call. My cry brings me right into His presence, a private audience. I love that. And that is Psalm 18, verse 6. And we're going back to 2 Chronicles 20. Do you want to comment on that, Nan? So often we get off track when our back is up against the wall, and instead of running to God, we run away from Him.
What came to mind is that some people may actually blame God for what they're facing.
Oh, that's a good
point.
For
what they're going through.
Yes.
And God is yours. So they're not going to necessarily go to God for guidance because they're too busy accusing Him of causing whatever has happened in their life. And that's not the case. He has not caused that to happen. It's life. Stuff happens. You know,
it is. It's just life.
And we need to praise God. And we do have a tendency. I remember one time my back went out, and I mean, I couldn't get out of bed. I called in to work. I couldn't get out of bed. And I'm laying there in so much pain, and I couldn't go to work. I mean, it was bad. And the Lord spoke to me and said, okay, now I have your attention.
Oh.
He had to put me down in bed, not being able to do anything, not interested in TV, not anything. I was in so much pain. He allowed it. He didn't cause it, but He allowed it to happen.
He didn't cause it.
He did not cause it, but He allowed it to happen. And I saw through that how, wow, you know, to start praising His
good
name,
point.
To start reading the Word.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes we get stopped in what we're doing because we're not, you know, we need to stay focused. Focus
we
is
need
a big
to stay
thing.
Focused.
Focus is a big thing.
And we need to, if it means write it on a post-it note and put it on every mirror in your house or on your kitchen cabinets or wherever you have to do it, in the middle of the storm is when we need to be praising
Amen.
Him the most.
Amen.
Not the least. And the devil tricks us into getting
right.
us sidetracked and getting us so depressed or discouraged or so preoccupied with the problem that we can't praise God in the midst of it. Talk to me about that, Cindy, before we do a song. I feel so emphatic about this. The devil is a master at tricking people into not praising God.
Well, like Nan said, and we might get caught up in the pain, and then we're just like, oh, I'm hurting so bad, you know,
yes.
I can't deal with this, I you know, and I got to go to work, and we just run ourselves in circles,
right?
Chasing those emotions and those feelings, and we go with what we're feeling, and you know, we just, and especially if we have something that we're angry with God about, or that we're blaming Him for, or this is all God's fault, or
right.
You know, why is God letting me live like this? But yeah, so we, you know, we turn our attention to, and Nan that day might have just turned her attention to television, you know, and said, well, I can't go to work. I'm just going to lay here in bed and watch TV all day.
Right.
But, you know, we just forget. Well, we don't know this. A lot of people don't know this. They don't know how easy it is to call on God.
Right.
You know, they really
yes.
don't know
I
how
agree
easy
with you.
It is just
yeah.
just to speak His name. It's such a barrier for some people to go to Him, to His throne like this. You know, it's like picking up the phone and we're direct dialing right to, you know, the main office and we're on the line with Him. And but, you know, I know and you know and Nan knows that we can do this.
Right. We
it's
can do this. Yes, we can do this.
We know we have that personal relationship, and we know that it's okay to call Him like that.
Amen.
But, you know, so many people don't. They don't. They just don't even know. They don't know it's that easy. So instead of calling on God, you know, they might call a friend, or, you know, they might call their mom. Or
that's what happens.
You know, they might want to dump. We call someone else that really cares. We try to find somebody that really cares about us to dump that stuff on and get empathy and sympathy and, and, you know, and that's what we want. We want somebody just to tell us it's going to be okay.
You're right.
And we do that with each other, you know, in our humanness. We either, we just forget, or we don't, people don't know that you can go to God like this.
Amen.
You know, it's so, it's just, there's, a lot of people are not familiar with that personalness, and that God gives us that personal
Amen.
Relationship. They don't realize that he's that tender, you know, that he cares that much about each person, you know, in this world. They just think that God don't know them like that, or
that's
that he
right.
don't love them that same way. You know, and I think that's what it is a lot, too. They just don't know.
You're right. And we have to get to a point in these situations where we declare out loud with our mouth, we know you are present here, God. We know that you're right here. We know you're hearing me. Nan, did you want to comment this song?
Yes, one thing I just wanted to interject there, piggybacking off of Cindy. Some people feel so inferior, feel so,
right.
I've done this and this, and therefore God's not going to listen to me because I've done this and this. And that's
right.
another trick of the enemy, of
right.
Satan. You know, you can come to God.
Yes.
You can come to God.
Right.
And you can praise him and seek his guidance, regardless of where you've
Amen.
Been or what you've done.
Amen. We're going to a song, Oh Praise Him, by the David Crowder Band. This will get you going. Great song. You can clap, you can dance, wherever you are. You can raise your hands and praise.
Turn your ear to heaven and hear the noise inside. The sound of angels are the sound. Constant, how divine, this love of ours will rise, will rise. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. He is holy. He is holy. Yeah. One we say.
praise God. Hallelujah.
He is holy. Amen.
Can you praise him right where you are?
He is holy.
He loves you so very much. Praise God. Nan, you got another poem?
I do. It's entitled, I Will Inhabit Your Praise. Listen to what I'm speaking to you this day through these ladies. Praise me with all of your heart. Of your bondages, you'll be free. There is freeing power when you praise. Mm-hmm. Praise me, special child, when you pray. I will inhabit the praise you offer.
Yes.
Trust that I am making the way. Step out. Praise me. Praise me. Things will be okay. It will work out for you. I will inhabit the praise you offer. My strength will shine and show through.
Amen. Amen. Woo! We're in 2 Chronicles 20. We're going to get back to Cindy and Nan in just a minute. I want to go back to this point we were making a moment ago. We remind God of his greatness and his power to change our circumstances. I lost track of what I said. I think it's point two or maybe three. We remind God of his greatness and his power to change our circumstances. And then the fourth thing that we were just talking about, we know you are present here, God. We declare it. Say it out loud. I think that's number four. We know you're here, God. We know that you can do something about this. God loves to hear us be confident. And he wants to hear us to declare, he wants us to declare our dependence on him. God, we're helpless without you. And verse 10 of 2 Chronicles 20. So point five is going to be declare your dependence upon God. Here's what happened in verse 10 of 2 Chronicles 20. And now it happened that the men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir have shown up. You didn't, and these are the enemies. And Jehoshaphat's talking to God, and he says, you didn't let Israel touch them when we got here at first. We detoured around them, didn't lay a hand on them, and now they've come to kick us out of the country you gave us. Oh, dear God, won't you take care of them? We're helpless. Okay, I love that, because here we're declaring, God, I can't fix this. So many of us get so hung up trying to fix everything that we forget that we are supposed to be dependent on God. And here Jehoshaphat says, we are helpless before this vandal horde ready to attack us. We don't know what to do. One of my favorite verses again. I love the way the Message Bible says this in verse 12. We don't know what to do. We're looking to you. We don't know what to do. We're looking to you. Audience, if you have a physical problem that you're battling disease or an injury or something in your life, or you have a huge financial problem, or you've just lost your job, or you're getting divorced, or you're going through trauma of some kind, God loves it when we say, I don't know what to do. I'm looking to you. That's point five. I don't know what to do. I'm looking to you. It's we get hung up, Cindy, when we try to figure it out on our own, don't you think?
Oh, my. This hits home so much today with me. And in fact, before I picked up the phone to call in on the radio, I said those very words. It just brings tears to my eyes.
It's okay. Praise God.
Just spoke those very words.
Praise God.
My situation is dealing with my children.
Yes.
Dealing with others. When you love them so much.
I know.
And you want
them
to change, or you want them to get help in the ways that they need it. But I've exhausted every means possible as a mother, praying and praying and helping, trying to help, trying to give suggestions or solutions, and you get to your wit's end.
But that's where God wants us.
That's where I'm at with that. Oh, God, I don't know what to do. I can't. I'm helpless because some things are out of our control. I can't physically put hands there and say, okay, this is what you have to do. This is what we're going to go do. I'm going to march you over here. Oh, you have to believe this. Oh, my. That's the biggest one. Getting that other person to believe the same way you do. believe that God can fix this. Believe there is an answer. Believe it's even believe it's going to be okay. Trust me, I know it's going to be okay. But to get somebody to believe those words is so difficult sometimes,
Cindy,
because they are not where you are.
You're pouring out the heart of a mother. I have been there with my daughter with addiction. I understand what you're saying, and I think a lot of people that listen to this broadcast today or in the future can relate when it comes to serious issues with our families, our children, our loved ones, possibly our spouse, parents, whatever. When we, this is where God wants us, right here. You're in the center of God's will right now, Cindy. I declare this over you in the name of Jesus and your children, who I've known since they were very small, and you all attended my church that I pastored in Indiana. I remember, I know your children, I know your situation, but as much as I know it, I know God knows it so much more. And all he expects of you is this, point five, I don't know what to do, I'm looking to you. I don't know what to do, I'm looking to you. Your tears are a blessing in God's eyes, and he has heard your cry, Mother Cindy. He has heard your cry. And be encouraged today, because when we get to the point where we have exhausted all of our finances and all of our ideas on how to help some of our family, our children, or those in our lives, that's exactly where God wants us to be. Cindy, you want to comment on that more before I go to Nan? Because this is where God wants us. Point five, right here.
He's got me there today, I'm telling you.
Praise God.
But that's my security blanket, because I'm not at my wit's end. I'm not running around, what am I going to do? Oh, my God, my baby is suffering. My baby's in pain, and I feel so bad for her. I do. But my security blanket, in fact, I got a phone call that disturbed me before this radio broadcast today, you know, concerning this whole situation. That's what brought it to my heart today. And
wow.
The scripture is so fitting for my life right now.
Praise God.
The first thing I did was lay down the phone and say, God, I don't know what to do. You've heard my prayers. I've exhausted all, like you said, all my finances, all my ideas. I'm a mother. I love this child, but I don't have answers for her. I really don't. I don't have the answers. I need you, God. I need you to step in and say and fix it. Because
right.
You know bigger than all of us what's going on.
Absolutely.
And it's so cool to know that I can hit that panic button and say, God, take this from
That's
me.
All he wants for us to
away.
Do. You know.
And it's so cool to be able to do that.
Amen.
That I can walk away from this. I can lay that down. I've done it. I've made the call to Jesus. I'm going to lay it down now. And I'm going to walk away, and I'm going to have a beautiful day, and I'm going to go about my business. Because I know, because I have faith and I trust.
That's right.
The highest source.
That's exactly right.
That has more power.
That's right.
To fix this than God himself.
Our awesome God.
What can I do? I can't do anything.
You can't.
This is all in his hands.
And Cindy, don't you think, because, you know, we do this radio schedule months in advance, and it's interesting that you're on the show today when we're talking about this, and you're going, see, this is how God intervenes in our lives, okay? He knows what you needed. He knows what you need to communicate. Your pain, your anguish as a mother, a grandmother, and mine also, you know, we need to be able to communicate that to our audience, and that's what this show is all about, being real and saying, hey, life hurts. Life happens and it hurts. And when we don't know what to do, just like this verse, we don't know what to do, we're looking to you. That is the answer. Nan, do you want to comment on this? Because this is just profound right here. And that this applies to Cindy right now in her life is so like God. This is how God does things. You know what I'm saying?
And like you, just real quick, I just want to interject what you were saying. We don't plan these shows in advance.
Right.
You don't know. I might not have showed up on the radio today because I might have overslept.
Right.
Or I might have, you know, somebody might have had to call off and say, oh, can you sub for me? You know, I got something going on. We don't know this in advance.
We don't.
Every week when we pick up this phone and we get on here and we share these verses and these situations compared to our lives, God always brings to the front our our own personal testimony.
Yes.
And puts it all together, fitting to the scripture. He already plans ahead. He has a plan.
He's got the plan.
With his agenda for the show.
That's right.
But we have no idea till we get on here and open up our hearts.
Woo!
And that's so cool because he always intertwines everything we talk about to his scripture. For that day, and the songs, they always match right up with what we're talking about.
Exactly.
It's mind-blowing.
It's only
God.
It's God.
It could be nothing else but God's power.
It's God's power, God's anointing, God's presence right now on the show. And praise God for saying that. Nan, you want to comment before we do a couple things here before we get to the top of the hour? I can't believe it's already an hour past.
We're almost there, the hour. Cindy, while you were speaking, God gave me a poem. I know it's for people listening, but I know it's specifically for you.
Praise
God. And I'll be sending it to you.
Wow.
It's entitled, I Don't Know What to Do, I'm Looking to You. Father, I don't know what to do, but I will decide to trust you. I will trust you to work it all out. To you, I will praise and I will shout. You know what is going on. Please help me and make me strong. I will trust you in all of this mess. To see the victory, I will now confess.
Woo!
I believe you will work it all out. To you, I will praise and I will shout.
Oh, my. And there it is, the whole purpose of the whole show.
There it is, right.
Praise him. Praise him for the answer.
That's right.
I know he's going to work it out.
Woohoo! Yes. Oh, praise God. And dear ones, Cindy said it so well here that, you know, we let the Holy Spirit lead on this show. We have a general idea. God, I pray a lot during the week, and I try to, you know, we do these series. We don't know exactly how each show is going to come out. By any means, we have no script. We have a general idea where we're headed, and we just let the Holy Spirit do it. And, you know, if this point has just touched you like it has Cindy, we'd love to hear from you and just ask us to pray for you or with you on your situation. You don't have to tell us any details. We don't need to know them. But we can stand in the gap for you and with you. And you can use our email prayer line anytime, 24/7, 365. Simply email prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at bohmglobal.com. And that stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So it's prayers at bohmglobal.com. Send in your requests. Send in your comments. Send in anything you'd like to know about or a show that or a topic you would like for us to discuss. Along with that, we encourage you to listen to our Thursday night show. And, you know, God is blessing that show. And there's people around the globe hearing that. And these are life coaching principles with me, Mama Mac, my other name, and Dr. Angel Falzoni, our licensed expert, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. on this station. And I mentioned at the top of the hour, but it just bears repeating over and over again, we are now an FM station also, not just AM. This is huge, huge, huge. If you listen to the shows globally, someplace not local, then you can download the app TuneIn Radio, and then signal that you want is 106.1 FM. That's what you want. TuneIn Radio, 106.1 FM. You can also go directly to the internet, and some of you are on that right now, www.tantalk1340.com, and listen live to our shows. Saturdays and Sundays, you can hear both of our shows repeated, 10 a.m. Eastern for this show on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And noon Eastern, both days, for our counseling show, Go Yard, which is Go Yard, our website, goyard2014.org, O-R-G. The website for this show and for the ministry is www.bohmglobal.com. Nan and Cindy, both of you, I'll give you just about 15 seconds. Just tell our audience, I know you're regular listeners to both shows, and just a comment, especially of Go Yard, if you want to.
Free counseling.
There you go. That's a good comment. And we tackle all kinds of things. We just started a new series on parenting, and it's going to be, we're going to go all the way from birth to older kids, which like I have, and Cindy has, and you have, Nan. Mm-hmm. Because we're older. We have older kids. I don't know how that works, but it does. And we stay young, they get older. I don't know.
That's what happens.
That's what it is. It's something like that. Cindy, would you like to comment anything on that, on Go Yard or this show?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's great for a busy life. I mean, who has time to go to a therapist and pay that money? You know?
Exactly.
To go sit and share your troubles when you can just text in or call in and give on the subject or topic of there's something on your plate that you want to deal with, just, you know, let the ladies know, because
right.
they will discuss whatever applies, you know, to what the audience.